Dr. Fauci, Reuters is reporting today that the first cases of COVID-19 reported in the United States and South Korea on the same day, January the 20th. But in South Korea, they moved very quickly. They had testing made available, manufacturing made available within days. They moved very quickly to identify who had COVID-19. The story in the United States has been a lot slower. This country is still, as you've said, not ready with tests everywhere they're needed. What has gone wrong here, not just with testing, but with all the equipment and the preparation and the social distancing that didn't get implemented until the last few days?
To be fair, I don't think that something has gone wrong. Obviously, nothing was perfect. With regard to the testing, we've gone over that over and over again about initially the system that we use for testing from the CDC, developing a test,
right,
getting it to the public health authorities, was not designed to the broad type of high throughput testing that goes out to the country. We are now really in that arena now. Let's look forward as opposed to back. That's working. But the other things we're doing, I think that we are actually being and have been quite aggressive. I mean, whenever you have an outbreak, if you look at the history of outbreaks, it's a little bit like the fog of war. I mean, people try to do the right thing, and sometimes they get it right from the beginning. Sometimes they correct and really go. I would think where we are right now, in a good place. It isn't perfect by any means. We still have to get more equipment, and we're doing something to get more equipment. We still need to make sure that testing is much more available, but it's getting there really rapidly.